Look at that.
Carter and I are, what? Oh. Carter and I are sitting at a,
his name is at us. We're sitting at Comic-Con 2014, day two for us, day three for everybody else.
Yeah. It's Saturday.
I think every other person that talks to us already knows who we are.
Yeah.
That is unexpected.
There are a lot of people.
There are a lot of people here, but there are a lot of people that know me, and I did not expect that. And you, for that matter, and Cam and everybody else.
No one knows who I am.
I'm just surprised how many listeners and followers are in Salt Lake, because I assume it would mostly be people outside of the state. And they wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
But instead, it's like constant.
And there are a few that are out of state.
Right. But we don't like them. No, I'm just kidding. We love them. We love them for who they are. All right, we'll
You're
be back
crazy.
In a minute. Stay there, everybody.
Yeah,
how do I pause this?
Hit pause.
Hold on, don't go anywhere. So, just talk to more people who knew who I am. We saw both Rob and Tom.
Alan.
Alan.
Yeah,
they're both here.
Yeah, cool.
Rob's just went through chemo, so he looked real rugged, rough, but I think he's getting better. He's a great guy. Anyway, how is your con going?
Really good. We just went to get you some sushi. So, you know.
Sushi?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Across the street. Tokyo sushi.
Think that'd be okay for me?
I think it would be great for you. We
All right.
Need something.
Well, we'll check back on with everybody here shortly. We.
All five guardians.
Oh, hi. Is that Carter? I thought you were downstairs. Oh, what are you doing in your room?
Hello.
Are you going to be on this show?
No.
Oh.
I just heard you talking.
Why? What do you? I thought you were downstairs drawing.
I was.
Why are you not now?
I have nothing to draw.
You know what our next Herga Berga is? Yeah, it was, I thought we had it figured out. Didn't we? All right, I got one then. Let's do favorite, not favorite. I can't think of anything. I can't think of anything good. Can you think of anything?
We should do the same.
Okay, we'll pick a same thing. How about a take on... Let's do a take on Batman.
Batman?
Yeah, I just haven't done Batman in a while.
All right,
you do Batman, I do Batman.
I think the thing we were going to do was Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones? No, let's do Batman.
All right, let's do Batman.
We'll save Indiana Jones for later.
All right,
well, you going to stick around and hear this? You going to shut your window there? All right, good luck to you. Push all the way. One more. Oh, what'd you do? Oh, gosh. Okay, she's all good now. Hi, everybody. And this is, I guess I already played some stuff at the top of this, so this isn't the beginning of the diary. This is just a continuation of it. And I'm hoping this sounds okay. I'm doing something weird here today. I have hooked up one of my studio mics. I'm actually outside again because I like it out here. I like talking out here. It's beautiful tonight. Some kind of crazy pre-sunset happening, and it's super gorgeous. And I just had dinner, which is making me have to clear my throat a lot, which I apologize for. Mashed potatoes will do that. Mashed taters. Boy, you got some mashed taters stuck in your throat. And Kim, excuse me, Kim and my oldest daughter are at a wedding reception tonight for somebody else. Not her wedding reception. That's in 10 days, is it? 11 days? No. What's Tuesday after next is the reception. Saturday after next is the wedding. Right? Yeah, this weekend is not the wedding. The weekend after that is the wedding. And I am not sure if we're ready or prepared for such things. Kim says we are, and she's way ahead of everything, so I'm not worried because she's got a hand in all things, and as a result, things get done. Kim, it's where business gets done. So A couple of quick follow-ups. I wanted to thank everybody for all the amazing feedback about the Last Diary episode, which was, in retrospect, or at the time even, a pretty scary notion. Oh, someone just texted me. Who's texting me? Eric Van Skyhawk, who says, "You've never looked so good." Oh, weird. It's a photo of some concert and he looks just like me. Weird. Okay, I'm sure that'll end up on Twitter. Anyway, you guys were just so nice with your comments and your thoughts, and apparently a lot of people benefited from that episode, and I'm glad to hear that. I think I benefited the most. And I know putting myself out there is risky, and I know that, I could have potentially had a bunch of anti-moments from that thing, but I didn't. Everybody was very nice, and some of you were extremely nice, and without using names or anything, a few of you, and I'm really glad to hear this. I don't know that I hope I was the right voice for this, but they claim that it's a pivotal moment for them. Whenever I hear things like that, it freaks me out because I don't feel like I'm a pivotal moment for anyone, but they claim that me talking openly about severe anxiety and panic attacks and that kind of stuff helped them at an important juncture of their life and hopefully sends them down a better path. There's a lot of traffic today. What is going on over there? You know what it is? They're diverting a road. I think that's what that is. I'm not even sure you can hear it. This mic's probably pretty good at noise canceling everything else. You're going to hear some of it, but... anywho, I'm super glad to hear that it had that kind of impact and that it was such a positive one. And I can tell you it was for me also. It's good for me to work these things out in a verbal way. I always feel better when I do. And I think, in a weird way, even though I'm not sort of I've never seen a therapist for anything, I think that's why that's beneficial for people. It gives them this outlet to just, in a relatively... that's the word I'm looking for, intimate way, sort of just spill their guts and say what they want to say and get it out of their system. And in a lot of ways, the show is that for me. Now, some think it's a little weird and maybe narcissistic that I do it in a public way. But so much of what I do has been so public for so long that I feel like it's actually good for me in my dumb little level of publicity. You know what I mean? Like, we're not talking about millions of you, but... thousands and thousands of you will hear this, and that neither freaks me out nor worries me in any way. That's kind of the same thing. But to be able to get it out that way is very helpful to me. So thanks for the comments. Thanks for the kind replies, and I hope that this little piece of business continues to be a thing you can rely on for open, honest discussion about issues that matter. Comic-Con is crazy. Oh, hello. Yeah, what are you, 15 there? I hope that's where I got my ticket, buddy. I hope you get yours. In fact, since the last time I spoke, I think I had my ticket right over there by that roundabout that guy just went around, and that was fantastic. I talked about this at length on TMS. First ticket ever. Never had one in my entire life. Thought I was going to maybe go the whole run without ever getting a ticket, but it did seem like time was against me and I was a ticking time bomb. So I finally got one. What's funny about it is I thought when I got my first ticket I would be super pissed in the car, anxious, not upset, but just like, oh crap, whatever. And I didn't care. It was really weird. And I've even paid this ridiculous ticket already. Some say I'm being a boob about how much it was. It was $200, and I'm being told that in some states, in these United States, it's way more. Some were saying as high as $700, $800. I paid $200 for going 17 over. So I will try to keep that in mind and not act like such a baby about it. But $200, still, this seems steep. some countries, like people in Norway, said that would have cost them upwards of $1,300 to $1,400 US. So again, I'm probably have it pretty good and just didn't know it. But I don't have anything to compare it to. So, and what's the cost of living in Norway? Is, you know, a small order of French fries like $12? Like, I don't know what to compare this against. So, you know, it's like people in San Francisco complaining that movie tickets are almost $20 for them. Well, yeah, they should. That's really high. But that's also commensurate with the cost of living in San Francisco. Here, I think I pay $8 for a Friday night, Saturday night ticket, and like the daytime pass stuff might be $6.50 or something. When I was growing up, I remember you could do matinee daytime stuff for like $2 and like $5 or $5.50 at night. But even then, everyone else in the country had higher, well, not everywhere, but you know, the coasts always had higher rates on their tickets. Point is, what I'm trying to say, it's relative, okay? All right. Let's just put that little disagreement behind us. Let's agree to disagree. It may not be the agreement we wanted. It was the agreement we needed. From where I sit right now, I can actually see across the lake, there's a couple of guys jogging, and right by them I see Mendoza, the evil goose who has got it out for me. Or do I have it out for him? I'm not sure. I haven't locked eyes with him in a couple of days. It's been too crazy busy around here. I did some podcast substitution for Tom Merritt, and I did my own shows, and things have been crazy this week. Too many shows, too many unpaid gigs. I'm not saying that about Tom's show, but because I'd do that to help him out anytime he wants. But some of my own stuff, I've got a kind of at a weird crossroads right now. I've got to figure out either how to monetize some of the bigger time sucks that aren't currently monetized, or cut some of that loose and focus on the ones that do have revenue generating possibilities. That's really hard for me because there's audiences for everything I'm doing, and I would say somewhat significant numbers who would not like that show that they like the most or whatever to go away. But I feel like I'm in this pinch where I'm not necessarily hurting tremendously, but I'm not able to throw my guts behind the things that are the most revenue centric or the ones that, you know, I can put more love into and pay back for them being more lucrative. When I say lucrative, I don't mean they're like, I'm getting rich off this stuff. It doesn't work that way. I just mean, let's put it this way. I do a bunch of things that make nothing. And I do them because I have passion for them and I like them, and doing this full time meant that I could make time for them. But there are days where I get done with the day and I'm absolutely exhausted and was not able to throw time behind a couple of things that probably would have been more beneficial to my bottom line and the supporting of my family. And that's bad. That's bad. Especially when it's like a whole day of things that made zero money. That doesn't make any sense. But I don't know what to do. I got to figure that out. I need to figure out how to, well, I mean, I am going to relaunch a Patreon that will take place of the Frog Pants fundraiser thing I have in place now and have for years that does okay and it's cool and I love everybody that supports me there, but the Patreon thing would be a little bit more up front. It would be something, you know, a lot of people are already kind of getting used to, easier to move your money around and change your amounts, and you know, thinking about having that there to kind of cover all things, maybe all the podcast, you know, all the podcasting under one roof. It would be in addition to the TMS one. That is its own animal, and trust me, that thing takes so much freaking work that it kind of needs to be. But for all else, I think I'm going to do that. Like I said, I've already got that one set up. It's just kind of janky. So this is a much better system, I think. That will help. And, you know, if that's substantial or you know, enough to make sense, well, then some of those other shows that make zero money now can maybe make some. And I cannot, and even throw some of that scratch toward co-hosts and people that sacrifice their time as well. Oh, hello. Someone honked. They honking at me? You honking at me? They're not honking at me. Yeah, I don't think they are. So there's some business. There's the business for you. Those are the meeting. Those are our minutes from the last business meeting. I mean, things are going good. I don't want to make it sound like they're not going good. They're going fine. But I need to assess my time placement a little bit. And I think that's one way to do it. Oh, man. 10 days to the wedding, and then it all goes to hell. Or it's the greatest thing ever. So the way I'm looking at this is this. My daughter is, 10 days away from the big day. We're pretty prepared. Locations, decorations, what everybody's wearing, like all the stuff you need for a wedding, pretty much there. It's relatively low-key. The ceremony itself is a pretty small, close-knit affair, and then the reception is a much bigger deal with a whole bunch of people. And all of that's covered. It's all good. We got photography. You know, like everything's good. We don't have, there's no left, anything left weird as far as I know. The only thing that could get in the way now is if somebody had cold feet or if somebody got hurt or died or something weird. This went all dark. I didn't mean it to, but you know what I mean. Something bad would have to happen. What's funny is I'm finding myself not freaking out about the whole thing at all. Now, we're still 10 days away and maybe I'll feel different then. But like lead up to Nerdtacular, I'm stressing about every little detail. This one, maybe because Kim's got such a good handle on it, as do the parents of the groom. Maybe I'm just sort of comfortable in knowing that that our bases are covered, to use an oft-used baseball metaphor. I assume that's what that came from. You guys want to clarify that, you can let me know. Because it is so well covered and done, I don't have to do much between now and then, except hold down the fort, keep the shows going, keep the business rolling, keep drawing, you know, the stuff I got to do. And then there's just time. A lot of family in town from around the country, a lot of friends in town, spending time hobnobbing with the hobnobbable. And then when that ends, oh, man. Still some crazy business toward the end of this month, but then October, dude. Oh, October is going to be my month of this year. This is going to be the month I easily enjoy the most. There are no trips. There are no big commitments. It's just keeping the kids in school. Having an actual Halloween this year. It'll be a year that we've been in this house. And that'll be good. We can actually have maybe a Halloween party here or something, which we haven't done in ages. We'll get to just not have any giant commitments. No traveling. I don't have to go anywhere till BlizzCon in November, early November. Oh, I'm telling you, man. October seriously could go down as the greatest month in the history of my life. And I have fingers and toes crossed that nothing else goes weird or sideways before that. Boy, I'm sure not helping myself, though. I ate a whole pizza last night and way too much crap today. I don't know what my deal is. Sometimes I have such great self-control. Last week, I was so good all the time. Part of that was because I wanted to be in good shape for Comic-Con and not be all bloaty all the time and disgusting. And I nailed it. But my eating habits right now... Oh, that's someone's flying a quadcopter over there. Cool. Oh, that's super rad. Anyway, sorry. Where was I? What was I saying? Yes. So, I don't remember now. The quadcopter blew my mind here. I forgot what I was saying. Cleared me out. Yeah, crap. I think it's just... Maybe I was just talking about October. It's going to be great. Then December is cool because... I love Christmas, and I love the lead-up and the music and all the stuff. I'm a sucker for it, so all you poo-pooers can go poop off. And then we're going to Vegas for Christmas, so that'll be good. Man, I'm rambling, aren't I? I feel like I'm all over the place. Gotta burn off these mashed potatoes. It is the best way to eat a potato, though. I think mashing it. Would you agree? Is anyone even listening? Are you out there? Got a great question during the week about some art stuff. One of them asking if I'll ever do any speed drawings on YouTube again. And the answer is yes. I just need to get around to it. And maybe this is my thing. If I'm going to do more stuff there and more stuff on YouTube generally, which I like doing, it would behoove me to clear up some time. And clearing up some time would mean dropping some things that are not so money maker. I'm even just saying the words, like I was saying before, just saying it makes me cringe a little, because I love it all. I don't want to get rid of any of it, but I got to be honest and stuff with myself. Oh, listen to that. There's some real jackanapes in their cars tonight with their no filter, or what's it called? No mufflers and stupid rigged up cars. There's a lowrider out there. I thought the 90s ended that. Aren't we done with that? We're not done with that? I thought we were done with that. Starting to be an old man on my porch going, "You kids, with your cars. Why, back in my day, we had to jack up our horse and carriage. Sometimes we'd put lights, little neon ones, underneath the horse. And occasionally, we'd shove a banana up his ass." Cracking myself up for no reason. Okay, I think that's it. If you have thoughts or comments that you'd like to share with me, scott@frogpants.com is the email address. Stay out of trouble, be nice to your mom, and have a bag of Funyuns on me. All right? Okay. Thanks, everybody. Bye.